On FM, Love, Nina, dispatches from family life. In 1982, Nina Stibbe, at the age of 20, left her Leicestershire home to take up a job as a nanny, working for the deputy editor of the London Review of Books, Mary Kay Wilmers, and her two sons, Sam and Will. Alan Bennett was a frequent visitor to the household, and Jonathan Miller's Saw put in regular appearances too. Nina's adventures in London are forever captured in the fun-filled letters she sent back home to her sister, Vic.
Dear Vic, told Mary Kay about this under-the-sink cupboard bin thing they have where Pippa lives. Me, you open the cupboard door and the bin lid lifts off and you can just toss rubbish in and shut the door again. MK, seeming unimpressed. Oh. Me, it's really good. MK, how is it better than the one we've got? Me, well, you don't have to touch the bin lid with your hand. MK, I don't like those hidden bins. Sam, me neither. I like things out in the open. Alan Bennett, very Brechtian. So we'll carry on with the swing top, even though the swingy bit has disappeared, must have fallen in, and it's just a big hole. MK doesn't care about having all our peelings and fag ends on display. On the subject of au pair Pippa, I think she might be leaving her job. Keeps hinting, but not saying. I can tell she wants me to ask. No chance. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, Sam has finally told us what his anxiety is. It's that the Queen might have an intruder at the palace. We'd said she'd already had one and he could stop worrying. He said he was worried she might have another, a copycat intruder. When we all laughed and he realised it wasn't a bad enough anxiety, he switched to being anxious about Shergar. Will he ever be found? He's always up on the news. Remember the woman that laughed at my ponytail? Well, she was here again last night. This time she laughed at the supper and said it was the first time she'd appreciated the qualities of Heinz ketchup. Then she asked who'd cooked it. Horrible woman. Who was responsible for the delicious supper? Looking at S and W. Me. I was. HW. Oh, I am sorry. I'd assumed it was one of the boys. This morning I said something to MK. Me. HW didn't think much of my turkey burgers. MK. Well, it wasn't your best ever supper. That annoyed me. It was MK who bought the turkey mince in the first place. Love, Nina. Dear Vic, last night, Betsy and Carol Rice came round. I cooked a chicken and Betsy brought a cake. At supper, Betsy kept saying, beautiful, beautiful, about the roast chicken. MK, aren't we due a break from mashed potatoes? Betsy, no, Mary Kay, it's all lovely, really beautiful. I love the carrots done this way. Boiled in sugary water, with corn flour added at the end, then sprinkled with fresh chopped parsley. Will had his carrots raw, but even he admitted the cooked ones looked good. Betsy's pudding cake was very nice. American style, homemade. Carol and Betsy are proof that nice people don't have to be embarrassing. I was just thinking that, aren't they nice, etc., and I was feeling pleased with Betsy's appreciation of the supper, especially after the turkey burger snub, when Betsy accidentally ruined it. Well, her and MK. Betsy, suddenly. You know, Mary Kay, you should have someone come in and clean. It'd really make a difference. MK, yeah, I know. Betsy, I think Carmelita could come over. I'm sure she could use the extra cash. I'll ask her. MK, great. The thing is, I think I'm supposed to do it, the cleaning. Well, a bit. I only don't do it because MK isn't bothered. If she had said something, I'd have hoovered up or something, though to be honest, I've never seen a hoover anywhere. MK never mentions the mess, or seems to care. She washes up and tidies up, etc., and the boys fill and empty the dishwasher. I just do the cat bowl. Anyway, I think it's settled about the cleaner starting. I feel that guilty slash annoyed mix. Love, Nina. Our house, in the middle of our street. February. Dear Vic. OK, I know Jonathan Miller isn't an opera singer. I told you a while ago, it was a misunderstanding. I was very pleased to get a Valentine card. It said, "Baby, I dig you." I don't know who sent it, but it was posted in this area, so I know it wasn't you. Also, I sent one to Tom Miller, JM's son, who's very nice and handsome. It was an ostrich, black and white photo. He's a photographer. He'll have no idea it was me. Carmelita, cleaner, started today. She won't chat, too busy. MK was really pleased when she got home. MK, isn't it nice? Me, I feel guilty about the cleaning. MK, well, it would have been nice if occasionally you tidied up just a bit. But you do all the important stuff, you idiot. And you feed the cat. So it's okay. And I can just be glad that once a week, it's going to smell of floor polish. And the mouthpiece on the phone will have been wiped with a J-cloth. Pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. Pass the dutchie pan the left hand side. It a go burn. Dear Vic, noticed a skip in the crescent today up the posh end. Will and me like skips, and Sam was interested to see his first ever skip, so we went to have a look at it. It was quite a big one. I thought it would be funny to put Sam in it, the skip, so I did. We were all laughing, and Sam's laugh was echoing around inside the skip. Sam, there's a thing in here. Me, what is it? Sam, I don't know. Him saying that made me think I'd better get him out. But it was difficult, because when I tried to lift him out, he seemed about 10 times heavier than when I lifted him in. And it was deep. Plus we were laughing a lot, and that weakens you, as you know from the near drowning at St Margaret's. Will was helpful and offered to get into the skip himself and help from the inside, but I wanted at least one of them not in the skip. But in the end, Will had to. Will, shall I get in? Me, no. Will, shall I fetch Jonathan Miller? We were just along from his house. Me, no. Will, Bennett? Me, no. Will, Nunny? Me, no, we've got to do this ourselves. Will, so shall I get in then? Me, okay. Anyway, Will got in and they both got out and I said not to tell Mary Kay. Later, AB said he'd seen us messing about with Ursula Vaughan Williams's skip. MK, nicking stuff out of it. AB, chucking stuff in from what I could see. MK, chucking what in? Sam and me, nothing. Will, rubbish, from the street. Good old Will. He always knows what to say, which is amazing when you think he's only 9. I'm doing lots of cooking and beginning to get the hang. The worst thing is knowing when a thing is going to be done. How do you know? A chicken seems to take forever. I know the juices have to run clear when you stab the leg, but they never do run clear, so my chickens can be a bit dried out, but at least they're not going to kill anyone. The secret is to baste them with oil. April/May 1983, general election soon. Dear Vic, it's the total opposite here. They all absolutely hate her guts. They call her Mrs. Thatcher. When they see her on the telly, someone will say, "Look, Mrs. Thatcher," in a disgusted but interested way. MK and AB used to be Labour, but they've gone over to the SDP. Sam and Will used to both be Labour, but now Sam's gone over to the SDP. Sam and Will want to know how you lot are all going to vote. I've said you're all ecology to keep it neutral. P.S. Nunny's to and fro to Ickenham to do with the Labour Party. Knocking on doors, asking people about their intentions and trying to convince them over, if necessary. Dear Vic, it's a hard water area. Not bleachy tasting, but makes fluffy hair less so. Sam and I went to 57, saw a basket of clean washing all neatly folded with a pair of Nunny's boxer shorts on top. Stripey. Ironed. I threw them at Sam. Sam threw them back, and they ended up out of the window, second floor. They were meant to drop down onto Nunny and Tom in the garden, but they caught on a tree branch. Then yesterday went to National Gallery with Nunny. He likes it there, the big scenes. And after we'd looked at all the art, he tricked me into hanging off a high wall by the entrance steps and pulled my trousers down. Loads of people around.
me in Mickey Mouse pants.
Me? How could you do that in a public place?
Nunny, I took no pleasure in it. Simply a taste of your own medicine. Me? I was vulnerable.
Nunny, that's when to strike, as you know.
Hope you're well. Try to come down soon or I'll go there. Love, Nina.
Dear Vic, do you like the typewriter?
MK has given it to me.
Lent.
It's rubbish. You should see it.
I like having it, but the thing is, using it, I can't think.
Like now, I'm trying to write to you, but can't get going on a letter. Short on news. Yours sincerely, Nina Stibbe.
Dear Vic, yes, the typewriter is a bit of a disaster.
To be honest, I'm trying to write a novel. Have just read an excellent one and think I could easily write one, semi-autobiographical. I gave a couple of pages of my semi-autobiographical novel to AB.
Me, did you read my thing?
AB, yes, it was funny.
MK, what's it about?
AB, I'm not sure.
Me, are you being discreet?
AB, no, I just can't quite describe it.
Me, so you didn't read it?
AB, I did.
I'm not sure what it's about.
A bunch of literary types doing laundry and making salad, or something.
Me, I think I've given you a letter to my sister by mistake.
Thanks for sending me Saka recipe. We'll try out, but with turkey mince. Love, Nina. She's got it.
Yeah, baby, she's Dear Vic, Nunny thinks I should go to university,
and I agree, and MK agrees.
It's a funny thing, because I was pretty much told that I'd never be allowed to go to university because of leaving school too soon and that only people who slog it out till they're 18 are allowed.
Nunny says, one, I'm too bright not to go, and two, the universities are desperate for anyone these days. So I have decided to study for an A-level English Lit so I can.
Nunny, so have you got all the books on the syllabus?
Me?
The what?
I.e., I didn't even know what a syllabus was.
It's just a list of books that you have to study, but they call it a syllabus rather than book list.
Nunny's going to read the books on the syllabus at the same time as me so we can discuss study.
We're starting on Return of the Native by Thomas Hardy. I tried reading Sam a bit.
Sam, what's it called?
Me, Return of the Native.
Sam, is it by Enid Blyton?
Me, yes.
Sam, all right then?
It didn't work, because neither of us knew what was going on, and reading it aloud only made it worse.
Sam, can we go back to the Barney mysteries?
Went to British Museum with Nunny. The best thing is the building itself. Some significant things in there, mummies, genuine Roman statues, etc., and some insignificant things that are just very, very old, i.e. Egyptian toothpick. The displays are a bit overwhelming and not actually as interesting as MK's kitchen dresser. Re-chewing gum? Try Wrigley's Juicy Fruit, yellow pack. Keeps flavour more and doesn't interfere with other things. But beware, it makes you feel hungry due to stomach expecting something and you might turn to biscuits. Love, Nina. P.S. Chaucer. Have you ever read it? It's a whole other language and meant to be hilarious, but it is grim and annoying.
Rebecca Staton was reading Love, Nina, Dispatches from Family Life by Nina Stibbe. The book was abridged by Penny Lester and produced by Gemma Jenkins.
Ah, time for another go at that classic Christmas party game, Guess the BBC One programme. So, this one's a drama, three words, featuring women of the cloth working closely with women of the hot towel. On bicycles, mainly. No? This may help.
A man in a delivery room.
A man present at the birth of his child.
What if Yvonne has it on Christmas Day?
Just telephone Anata's house. We're like the windmill girls. We never close.
Ooh, ladies. That's bound to set pulses racing.
Call the Midwife tomorrow night at 6:15 on BBC One and BBC One HD.